Now to other news and some news just in. The European Central Bank has announced it has increased interest rates by a quarter of 1%. Our business editor, Will Goodbody, is with us. Will, tell us more about what the ECB have announced today.
Yeah, well, Gavin, at its last meeting in June, the ECB Governing Council gave a strong indication that it would continue with the rate increases this month. And so it's turned out announcing a further quarter of a 1% hike. In its statement, the ECB says that the developments since the last meeting support the expectation that inflation will drop further over the remainder of the year, but will stay above target for an extended period. While some measures show signs of easing, underlying inflation remains high overall. And it's interesting at this point to look back at where we've come from, because it was this day last year when the ECB first ended over a decade of record low interest rates by announcing a 0.5% increase. And at that point, inflation in the Eurozone had leapt to 8.6% as a result of the outbreak of war in Ukraine, far off the ECB's mandated target of around 2%. And since then, inflation has remained very high, peaking at 10.6% in October. And that's forced a succession of further interest rate increases by the ECB, 9 in all, including today's announcement, which have seen rates rise by 4.25% in total. So a lot's happened over the last 12 months to change the interest rate landscape. And of course, that's had a very significant impact on people's borrowing costs, particularly those with mortgages.
Yeah, what does this mean for mortgage holders now?
Well, for the estimated 130,000 borrowers with tracker mortgages, it'll mean an immediate hike in what they're paying, as their contracts oblige the banks to pass any increase directly through immediately. So for the average tracker mortgage holder, that'll mean an increase of around €17 a month, or excuse me, €200 for the year, according to MoneySherpa.ie. And that'll be on top of the almost 3,000 more a year in rate increases that such tracker mortgage customers will have absorbed since June of last year. And when you zoom that out and look at the impact over the full term of an average tracker mortgage, the cumulative cost of all the increases over the past year comes in at almost €35,000. So that's a very considerable extra burden for such tracker mortgage customers. Variable rate customers are also in line to see their repayments increase too. But to date, the banks and non-bank lenders have been relatively slow to pass through the full amount of increases announced by the ECB to them. And for those with fixed mortgages, obviously, if they're in a contract now, the latest rate increase won't affect them. But for anyone who's coming off a fixed rate and wants to refix, they're definitely facing higher rates in the range of 4-5% now, as all the lenders continue to push through their fixed rates by degrees. Of course, there is a silver lining to the cloud around all of this for anyone who has savings, because while they aren't doing it quite as quickly as they were for mortgages, the banks are still starting to pass through the interest rate increases to deposit products, which until recently had attracted next to no interest.
And are rates going to go up again in September?
Well, there had been much speculation before today around whether this increase by the ECB would be the last of the cycle, but there are varying views on this. Inflation has slowly started to drop back in the last few months. In June, it was 5.5%, so it's still going in the right direction. But even when you strip out those volatile elements of energy and food and look just at what is known as core inflation, it's still running at 5.5% too. So clearly there is a way to go yet. The other factor that had people pointing towards another increase was that the labour market in Europe is exceptionally tight, with record low unemployment, and that increases the risk that wages will rise quickly as workers seek pay increases to chase inflation. But on the other hand, there are growing signs of a slowdown in the Eurozone economy. The growth rate of the euro area, as measured by GDP, was flat in the first quarter, and more recent data in recent days has pointed to a weakening of that situation, with the prospect of recession on everyone's minds. So the ECB is now facing a bit of a dilemma, and what it says today in its statement is that the Governing Council's future decisions will ensure that the key ECB interest rates will be set at sufficiently restrictive levels for as long as necessary to achieve a timely return of inflation to the 2% medium-term target. That's really central bank speak for keeping its options open. But we'll have to wait until the ECB President, Christine Lagarde, gives her press conference in about half an hour's time.
Well, thank you. That's our business editor, Will Goodbody. We'll be talking about long COVID next.